Well, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Forgiveness, mercy, justice. These three concepts are interconnected and integral with one another, a point that is made evident in our gospel message today. Jesus makes that point through his parable. How often are we to forgive another, Peter asks. And Jesus answers, not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times. Or other translations say 70 times seven, 490 times. That's a lot of times. Or it's so many times that you're really going for as many times as wholeness, for completeness, right? The number seven often in the Bible is completeness, wholeness. As many times as is needed for mercy, as many times as is needed for justice to be experienced, to be realized by all. Now, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we, all of us, have a lot of forgiving to do before we get to the point that we can be finished, completed, and say that we have reached justice and mercy for all. The parable that Jesus tells us this morning emphasizes the extent of forgiveness. Forgiveness for all of us is something that is so great, so big, that he tells a parable that uses amounts of money that we'll have to adjust to our own understanding. Jesus' parable is this. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him $10 billion was brought to him. And as he could not pay, his lord ordered him to be sold together with his wife and children and all of his possessions, and payment to be made. So the slave fell to his knees and begged him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything." And out of pity for him, the lord of that slave released him and forgave the debt of $10 billion. This is the initial forgiveness in our story, right? When I say, 10,000 talents, okay, that sounds like chump change, right? We don't know what a talent really is in our own mind. It doesn't have a connection to us. But if I say $10 billion, okay, I will never see that kind of money. Anybody here? No. But we know it's an astronomical amount of money. The only way this slave could have had that much debt is by some sort of terrible practice of lending money. He should never have been able to have that kind of debt. But still, out of compassion, out of pity for him, the Lord, the King, forgives the slave this debt that is owed. The question, though, does the slave fully realize the gift of forgiveness? Is the forgiveness given fully received? Has forgiveness become part of the slave's being, part of who they are? So that then it becomes part of the way they too interact with the world, given to others. Well, our parable continues. You should already know this answer, right? But that same slave, as he goes out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him, $100,000. And seizing him by the throat, he said, "Pay what you owe." Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you." But he refused and went and threw him into prison until he would pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. This is the point where the first slave is to be held accountable for his actions. For the mercy that had been shown to him, he has now had the opportunity to show to another, and has not done so. The forgiveness that was given, provided, offered, the forgiveness he accepted when his debt was forgiven, has not been shared and extended to another. Now, perhaps you're wondering if the other slaves who are witnessing this should have first approached the one slave, right? Last week we learned if one sins against you, go and talk to them first face to face, then with two witnesses, then bring it among the whole church, right? Maybe this is a problem. Maybe you're wondering if the other slaves are being tattletales, or in our everyday language now, it seems to be more snitches. Maybe this whole conversation is just uncomfortable because your empathy has just spiked out of control, and you're feeling all of the emotions of all the slaves that are now sitting in prison because they haven't been getting forgiven, and they're sitting in prison for an indefinite amount of time until the debt is paid, while he can no longer work because he's sitting in prison, so the debt will never be paid because he can't work, right? It's an untenable situation. And yet, accountability is necessary. There are consequences to our choices, our decisions, our actions, and our words. The slaves who are witnessing this allow for accountability for the slave who was initially forgiven to have a moment of consequence, a moment of seeing his self reflected in the moment. The slave who was forgiven and does not offer forgiveness in kind to another has not learned from his time of forgiveness. He hasn't fully embraced the forgiveness that had been extended to him. And so Jesus continues on in his parable for us. Jesus says, "The Lord summoned this slave and said to him, 'You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you?' And in anger, that Lord handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart." Have I ever done something nice for someone else only to have them seem to take advantage of the kindness? Did you offer forgiveness or help to someone, hoping they would see love, but only end up seeing them continue to do the same thing over and over again? I imagine that part of the purpose of this part of the parable seems to be shock and awe. It has to be so shocking that we actually stop to listen. The master is completely incensed that after he had offered that slave such a huge amount of forgiveness, such a huge amount of mercy and compassion, to then have that slave turn around and demand payment of another without offering any type of compassion or forgiveness or mercy. The master is frustrated, annoyed, hurt, angry, mad, and who knows what other emotions, but he's boiling. and then turns in that anger and rescinds that initial forgiveness. When we have offered forgiveness or kindness to another, and they have not done likewise for another, how often is our first knee-jerk reaction, "Come on!" Or, "Are you kidding me? Really? I just helped you and now you're going to go and do that?" We get incredulous. We ourselves have trouble understanding the same exact lack of paying it forward, of being thankful for that forgiveness giving, and having folks not then also extend the same forgiveness or kindness. We are frustrated when love and kindness and forgiveness are given and extended and shared and are not paid forward, when mercy and justice are no closer to being realized in the world around us. We want to act like the master. We want to lash out. But Jesus said at the start of this gospel, we are to forgive 77 times or 70 times 7 or as many times as it takes for justice and mercy and love to be realized in this place, in this world. It is so easy to get caught up in the negativity in this parable, to get stuck on the accountability that the master levies on the slave after the slave doesn't pay forward the forgiveness. This is the response we expect: vengeance, consequences, anger. But when we offer forgiveness from our hearts, from inside of our hearts, we see a glimpse of the kingdom of God. God has already forgiven us. But when we extend that forgiveness to others, when we pay it forward, when we give it to others from inside of us, when we offer that mercy and love and compassion, we take a step forward to justice and mercy for one another, for all of our siblings in Christ. God wants us to know the freedom of forgiving one another. God wants us to experience the joy and the hope of not only receiving forgiveness, but in extending and giving that forgiveness to others. As we grow more compassionate and merciful, others may come to realize and know God's love, forgiveness, and salvation is also for them. So let us forgive from our hearts, even if others don't then forgive one another. Let us continue to forgive as God forgives us. Each day, let us take a step towards justice and mercy, forgiving as many times as it takes for God's love to be realized in this place. Amen.